The effort to save the endangered northern spotted owl recently hit a setback when a bipartisan group of U.S. House representatives introduced a resolution to scrap the plan to help the fragile species bounce back from decades of decline. The plan, finalized in 2024, called for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to cull the invasive barred owl, which has been rapidly crowding out the native spotted owl in forest lands ranging from Northern California to Canada's British Columbia. This range is the home and breeding ground of the northern spotted owl, or at least it used to be.
Spotted owls are extinct in the wild in British Columbia. They are nearly extinct in Washington state. They're doing poorly in Oregon, and they're not doing well in California, but we have the strongest populations at this moment.
That's Tom Wheeler with the Arcata-based Environmental Protection Information Center, speaking to KMUT about the perils facing the northern spotted owl. As previously reported by KMUT, EPIC is involved in a lawsuit the timber industry has launched to gain access to 3.5 million acres of forest land, which is currently exempt from logging because it's considered critical habitat to the northern spotted owl. That lawsuit is ongoing, but now, on top of it, comes this bipartisan resolution to scrap the plan to cull the barred owl. The plan calls for approximately 450,000 barred owls to be killed over a 30-year period in forests native to the northern spotted owl. It's a controversial plan that has landed both environmental and animal welfare organizations on opposite sides. So far, those in favor of the cull have prevailed, resulting in the Fish and Wildlife Service setting the 30-year plan in motion last year. However, the House resolution set forth by Texas Republican Troy Nels looks set to end this plan. Nels called the plan, quote, a waste of Americans' hard-earned tax dollars, end quote. The resolution is backed by 7 California representatives, including 3 Democrats. None of the lawmakers involved happen to represent districts that are close to the spotted owl's habitat, which stretches as far south as Marin County. The northernmost representative backing the resolution represents Tracy in San Joaquin County, 70 miles inland of Marin. A number of animal rights organizations have backed Nels' resolution, with Wayne Paschel of Animal Wellness Action telling several outlets that while, quote, protecting the spotted owl is an imperative, assaulting other native wildlife occupying the same forests is not ethical or practical, end quote. However, environmental organizations such as the Arcata-based EPIC are firmly in favor of the cull. Here is Tom Wheeler again.
We support barred owl removal. It is a topic that is often difficult to talk about because barred owls themselves are charismatic, and within their native range, they're absolutely deserving of our respect and our protection. Here in California, they're an invasive species. They're not native to our area, and they're causing profound impacts. So we believe that we need to manage populations. We need to physically kill barred owls in areas where they're outcompeting spotted owls. So we are in court right now defending the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and their barred owl management strategy against attack by animal rights groups.
Despite being listed as a threatened species in 1990, the northern spotted owl has failed to prosper.
Since 1990, we've continued to have habitat loss. Some of that comes from things like logging. Other habitat loss comes from other sorts of development or comes from fire. And now we are piling on top barred owls, this kind of new emergent threat to northern spotted owls. And the synergistic effect of all of these things, of past and present habitat loss together with barred owls, is rapidly driving this species towards extinction.
The reason the barred owl is such a pox on the northern spotted owl is its adaptability and prolific procreational abilities. The spotted owl can only live in old growth and mature forests, whereas the barred owl can live just about anywhere, including in towns and cities.
I have a friend who lives in Portland, and she sent me a text this morning that she was woken up in the middle of the night in Portland by a barred owl. So when we log spotted owl habitat, when we take these old forests and we turn them into young forests, what we're doing is we're taking all that area offline for northern spotted owls, but we're not taking it offline for their main competitor, the barred owl.
The barred owl also loves mature and old-growth forests, where its size and aggression means it beats the northern spotted owl to its food source. On top of it, a female barred owl may hatch 2 to 3 chicks a year, whereas the spotted owl may go several years without procreating. Defending the culling of the barred owl in court, as Epic is doing, is one thing. Preventing Congress from passing a resolution is quite another. However, several environmental organizations, including the Sierra Club and several regional arms of the Audubon Society, are already pressuring members of Congress to oppose the resolution. They maintain that the backers of the resolution are grossly misrepresenting the cost of the plan, which they say will be confined to a maximum of $12 million a year, which over the 30 years comes to $1 billion less than the $1.3 billion opponents of the barred owl culling plan claim. As Kay Mudd has reported before, there is more at stake here than the future of the northern spotted owl. Because of the owl's place on the endangered species list, it is the first, last, and best defense available to environmentalists to prevent old and mature growth forests from being logged. It's estimated that only about 4% of California's old growth redwoods remain. This is prime spotted owl habitat. And if the spotted owl loses further ground to the barred owl or goes extinct, it becomes that much harder to defend old growth forests from being logged. The battle between those for and opposed to culling the barred owl continues, and we are here to keep you informed as events unfold. I'm Sigurbjörn, reporting for KMUD.